Senhora, és nagyon jó, hogy te lejt. Ich bin wie das mit ist. Wir talking about the different to know you on the slab and it's this. Hey, look of side that's an execution of mitzvah, how we became the mitzvah. The more cool, the going, he was talking about the kid of Yitzchak, the Klai Yisrael is able to eat and get schar mitzvah from the Sosavis. He says it's not from the Etzem mitzvah, it's from the way they did the mitzvahs. And he mentioned Hidr, and he mentioned the Simcha, the Chavivas mitzvah, and the third thing was Zvizas. Now, Avraham Avinu, we find by Yachim Avraham Avoyker that he did the mitzvah with Zvizas. The Hainu, the Nakuda of doing the mitzvah hurriedly, quickly, almost as if you're in a rush to do the mitzvah. As Hashem Tanavar, this Indian, what is it, and the importance of it, and how it affects how we do the mitzvah, and the surah that we do the mitzvah. So first, the time occurs, third, this Indian, the Indian of doing mitzvahs, quickly, hurriedly. So it's not a small Indian, prati, zvizas, and mitzvahs. The mitzvah of not letting time pass when we do mitzvah, we find at least five klonim, and we find in the Shas and the Chazal that are connected with the passage of time in mitzvahs. Versus the reason about dealing with mitzvahs, that's a famous one. It's from the beginning of Pesachim. One of the reasons about Emilo, the Gabi B'dikas Chometz. It's learned that from Avraham Avinu, when he had Tziva Vaketo, he could have waited, like Ashkim Avraham Avoyker, got up as quickly as he could to go do the mitzvah Vaketo. There's reason I didn't limit it. Second, we have a klal of mitzvah by the other al kach mitzvah. How the nusach is it ain't machlis in etzah mitzvahs. Just had recently parashas boy v'shamarit in etzah matzis. The Valdarshan al tikri matzis al mitzvahs. Mitzvah l'bo ha-bo l'yot al kach mitzvah. Don't let it wait. Zoi vi by matzis. I don't know if anyone's here in every matzah factory when you saw them were baking matzis. So to say that they're pushing, because Hashem shouldn't wait, Hashem let the dough wait without being Isaac in it. You're not supposed to let a mitzvah wait. You're not supposed to let a mitzvah wait. That's a din of Shia mitzvahs my Hashinu. The third cloud we find is in Mavirin ala mitzvahs. Mavirin ala mitzvahs is bought Kachim, Zvachim. It's a bit of a couple of places, but one of the places of bought is that when the Kohen came out, he was holding Dan, he had to do Shvich HaShirayim. The first corner that he meant, the Gemara says, that's the first place you should do it. Imar Rina Mitzvah is to go to a different corner of the Mizbeach. Would be in Imar Rina Mitzvah, we bump into this every day in the morning. Tzitzis and Yitzvillin. Look at the Pranatal's goal. Tzitzis and Yitzvillin. He's supposed to put the Tzitzis before the Tzvillin, so you shouldn't be Mavir. You shouldn't be after Mavir on the Tzvillin. Imar Rina Mitzvah. The fourth law we find is Shihu Mitzvah Lei Mashina. Shihu Yom Mitzvah Lei Mashina. When the Yivam Bistaf, when the test, we got a mitzvah sibum. If you have a brother around where the Yivam is, even though there's even a brother, older brother somewhere else, maybe we should wait, maybe we should hold that, but postpone the mitzvah until the older brother can do it. No, Shriya mitzvah slam nashina. The fifth call is Chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. Chaviv mitzvah b'shaita, as I'll bring, we got a Mar B'sachim, we got a Hektaras Imurim. After you bring the korban, the end of the zimurin, so to bring the zimurin. So on Shabbos, if you bring the korban on Shabbos, you better bring the korban on Shabbos. On the tzibur. So you could wait. The etzem of the zimurin is kosher at night. You bring the once on Shabbos. You bring the korban on Shabbos. No, chaviv mitzvah b'shaita. You have mitzvahs now in zimurin, mechamim mitzvah b'shaita. How could they cut? It's part of doicha Shabbos. Doicha Shabbos. Because of it. So there's five kolon. When you're learning halacha, you have to find out why you need all the five kolon. That's a big sugya. Why? What are each? What's miyuchad about each cloud when we apply it? But in Yaneinu, what we see is that time and mitzvah is something very, very important. It's five different kolim and halachas that we shouldn't let mitzvahs be pushed off, be procrastinated. And the other rabbi is supposed to hurry up, be makdim, want to do mitzvahs. There are chazal, they're both after halachim, a lot of other chazals. There's a five halachic dikke kolim in Chazal of doing this is a time. That's a subtitle. What's the nekuda? Let's say I'm a very disciplined person. And I normally do the mitzvah more than that. I make a shomer, I make 5 shomer, 15 alarm clocks. And normally I do the mitzvah later on. Why is the end of Jesus not doing the mitzvahs? Why is it dafka? What's the end of dafka's doing the mitzvahs? Why does it have to be done with Jesus? Shio mitzvahs, let me show you why. So we'll start. It's Yisrael Sharm. And the sugya, Yisrael Sharm is talking that midas Jesus is not limited dafka to mitzvahs. But a large part of the Prophet Zvi Yisrael talks about Zvi Yisrael has a special place in mitzvahs. And Zvi Yisrael says, Abi Chiddush, in a term that we've heard all the time, it's not so known well, not well enough known, but Zvi Yisrael, the big Chiddush, he had a tachshit the cloud, Zvi Yisrael might be in the mitzvahs. He right away starts off being a pair of vav, midas is Zvi Binyanei shel aziris mavur shehu ha'agdomo lemitzvahs ulashlam asimyon. The inyan from Zvizis is mavur shehu ha'agdomo lemitzvahs ulashlam asimyon. Kaloshin hazeh omu chazal Zvizim magdimin lemitzvahs. Not so well known. Ramchal has a new way really to understand the depth of what it means. Zvizim magdimin lemitzvahs. We understand Zvizim magdimin lemitzvahs. Zvizim magdimin lemitzvahs. He does mitzvahs. He doesn't push it off. He does mitzvahs. So Sharm is learning, Zvizim, Amat, Zvizis is the Hakdama Lemitzvahs. Hakdama means introduction. Hakdama means, it's like sometimes you have a friend who's in a bad mood and he has a chasm of another friend that night. You say, okay, let me put on some music in the Dira. So get him into a good mood that he can get into a chasm mood. It's an introduction. Wait, right? He's not going to. No, let me Hakdama. Hakdama is like a man, when the Chabura comes, he says, I've got to learn the series of Tuk Vesper, Tuk Vesper. What can I do to get into it? So I say, quickly learn the Kunshta Sveikas. Look how quickly the Kunshta Sveikas, the Kolom and Sveikas. I say, quickly learn, you're not going to get too much. But it's Hakdama, it's a good Hakdama. You get to the Musagim. You get to the Musagim. It's Hakdama to the Sugya. When Mr. Sharm is learning, it's Rizus is a Mida. Maybe we'll say a little bit, it's a matzav in the nefesh, when a person is doing this, something you do bezrizus, and something you do bekvedos. Maybe something you do neutrally, yeshlein, or something neutral in between. But zrizus is that someone is, person is doing, he's running, he's pushing, he's... That matzav in the nefesh, that mood, so to speak, we'll call it, today we like to use the word that vibe, that mahalak, that mode in the nefesh, is Akdoma to mitzvahs. That's the proper way you're supposed to be before when you come into mitzvahs. You're supposed to be in the mitzvahs. And that's why Zvizim Akdim la mitzvahs. That's why Zvizim Akdim la mitzvahs. That's a long touch. What? What's the shot? That's the question of why. Why is that? Because Zvizim Akdim la mitzvahs. I can understand maybe it's an insurance policy. If you want to make for sure, do the mitzvah in the beginning. Like I said before, that wouldn't work if you know for sure. If you can guarantee the mitzvahs later, so then you wouldn't work. No, no. The Teretz is, the reason is Hagdama leMitzvahs, Ul Hashlam HaSinyan. Hashlam HaSinyan, and later we'll see. The Mr. Sharm says also after you start the mitzvah, to complete it, you also need Jesus. You see, Jesus is somehow the key to the attitude. All right, the last bunch of weeks we're talking about. The Muslim, how you do mitzvahs? They know that Zvizis is a certain way that sets the mood for mitzvahs. It sets the mood for mitzvahs. Mitzachem, similar to Makar Bukhari, Mitzachem. Then when you procrastinate a mitzvah, let's say I procrastinate a mitzvah, I do it at the end. I do it at the end. The old cult in Yom, we spoke about the Duke mitzvahs. Let's say I do it all. Is it the same mitzvah? You do it. That sounds like it's not as good of a mitzvah. Chazal, we bought before. Mitzvah bo yod lodcha al kach nitzemer roshan of the alas al tikri shemarek mitzvah mazes ela es ha mitzvahs kederech she'ein machmitzin es ha mazes ein machmitzin es ha mitzvahs. If a matzah you don't watch it and you leave it, what happens? It's just missing. The Jesus, no, it's a matzah that has a thing called it. Now giving the only arichos. It's very possible, Moed, if it's not Shomer, the right way, it has a din. Kichomitz mamish, chomitz. the mitzvah becomes a different mitzvah. This can fit very good with what you're saying. If you do, what's the opposite of zvizis? The opposite of zvizis is procrastination. You let it, you say, okay, I'm gonna work it out. It works out, let's see, you get lucky and it works out exactly. You mekayim in the mitzvah exactly later like you thought. No. That's a mitzvah chmutza. That's something wrong with the mitzvah. Something is wrong with the mitzvah. All this we have to need is beer. What we're showing is an essential connection between midah zvizos, pushing, hurrying, rushing, your mitzvah. It has to do obviously with the soin and yonim shal mitzvah, the hushal mitzvah. It's not just the eitz ha-toiva, a device to make sure you do the mitzvah. So we'll explain on two levels this idea. First, the tefillas ha-dvarim is, the hemshech tefillas do mitzvah yashar. Just read the mitzvah yashar, he says, Jesus is ha-gdomo, the mitzvahs, koloshan hazeh, amu chazal, zvizah matinah mitzvah, zok teron ha-chav, hazeh. He commands that Sarah pichus gadol vashkof rabba li notzel mi mukshi ayetzer. Ule malek min ara shalishli banu l'sarvim asenu. Just like everyone understands that a person has to be aware of tachbulas ayetzer that he's trying to get him to do a chayt, a lav, an iser. And if a person doesn't work on himself and he doesn't have his sights out to think about how the yetzer start to happen, he's going to get caught in chayt. Kainzer pichos galav ashkafa lechoyz b'mitzvahs uliskeis b'emuloy tevad namimeh. You need a lot of thought to grab a mitzvah's essay. The first of all, the Russian that occurs in Tzimshat, he says, talks about grab lechoyz. It's like you're in the water and there's a stick and trying to grab it. Lechoyz, you got to grab onto it. It's a tefillin, you grab that tefillin, go grab it. Kriyishma, go grab it. V'liskeis b'emuloy tevad namimeh. It shouldn't get lost. Where's it getting lost? It sounds like the German as we had in Shul. When Mitzvah Bachar, so they throw candies and all the little kids are joining, roaming, grabbing the candy. So who shouldn't take it? His friends and grab it. Zochim Mitzvah Sharm, you have to grab the mitzvah. So who's taking it for you? Zochim Mitzvah Sharm, Kikamoishim, Misavim, Mishtav, Ritzarab, Tachaluso. Lahapulas, Adam, Mechmeris, Achei, just like he tried to get you to do his surin. You have to know there's no status quo in mitzvahs. It's not okay if it works out. No. You start off in the red. You start off in deficit. The Yetzer Hara knows that perhaps one of the greatest, not the greatest in a certain way, tool that you have to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvahs. And the middle of this Yesharim has, sorry, Yetzer Hara. Yitzhar has his eye out on mitzvahs. He is searching his entire life to make sure that you don't get mitzvahs. If you're scared of 10 Israeli or Israeli kids hopping the candies from your kid in shul, the Yitzhar is a lot quicker and a lot faster and a lot more cunning than all the Israeli kids in your entire neighborhood. Kein mishtagel yinloim men asiyas ha-mitzvahs la'adam imenu. This is also a Russian Mizrahida. He says that if somebody doesn't go bezuizos, as Russian is over here, Reik Mehem Behemshech, Vadei Hu Shaloy Yatzliach, later on he says, Ein Tzakona Kesakanosen. The status quo is, he's going to take away mitzvahs from you. You tzukangiz, you have to chap mitzvahs. Now, before we get, I think there's two ways that he does thus, two ways we could have. The sign of this tarpi. First of all, if you're not in the matzah of Jesus, you're not going to be ready for the Yitzhar. You're not going to be ready for the Yitzhar. You're not going to be pushing, you're not going to be ready for the Yitzhar. I used to play basketball, so there's a very good guy who could grab him, could steal the ball from you. If you want extremely, like, if you were like lay back, it's finished. If you want like this, if you want like mezuzah style on top, pointing at the posture, the other one, then you'll be ready. The second he flinches, all of a sudden you're ready to move. Mr. Sharma is saying that you have to be mezuzah You have to be zrizus, you have to be realize that it's coming to happen you. Coming to happen you. So Aleph, you're going to lose the mitzvah. Beis, even if you don't lose the mitzvah, you show you don't are not valuable what mitzvahs are to you. Mitzvah not valuable to you. Because if you're willing to take a chance and you know some without the gap you have, you obviously don't care so much about it. If your kid back in shul, your kid, the American kid, doesn't care so much about the candy, that won't jump on the floor. It doesn't mean so much there. But to that other Israeli kid who even needs that candy, he's going to say, no. So you show that it's not something. Are you going to the mitzvahs? How does the Yitzhara get us out of mitzvahs? So first of all, Yosef Yerushalayim Per Zaynis, Asher Kol Rega Shemeschadesh Yuch Leschadesh Eze Iko V'mayis HaToy. Sounds like one of the weapons you use, Pashat Ikuv, and you bring all kinds of different things that come up. Something else, a shtar from the side, you're about to go, and all of a sudden, remember you have to do something else. Yitzhar has an arsenal of shtar. Ikuv. He dafka tries to get you for this. But be'ikr, the short shul be'ikr, the etzem matziv, that's in the shemesh and the ruah, the etzem matziv of kredas agos, the atzlus itself, is the be'ikr thing that he uses when you obey to get you not to do the mitzvah. Or not to do the mitzvah properly. This is shown in the mamsha. We don't have time to imarach in the whole city of atzlus, just a little bit. Tira, ki teva odam kovei me'oid, ki afis acham yizgaz. The Shem tells us that the default matzah of our bodies and our koyches hanefesh is we're heavy. It's a default matzah. The default matzah is the heaviness. The default matzah in all of us is that we don't like to exert ourselves. We don't like to exert ourselves, we don't like to stress. We don't like to stress. For anything, this is for anything. Even for a steak, right? So we don't like to exert ourselves. Fine. Person dislikes to sit like a couch potato. Now the richas, the depth, it's not even because he has a certain type, but just push it. That's the standard default matzav. It's called inertia. Inertia. Doesn't like to be pushed. Doesn't like to be pushed. That's called kfeid as a move. Now, if that's in inyone gashmi, kol shekein the kol shekein, it's not even comparably to the inyone mitzvahs. I mean, at least in Yoni Gashmi, it's possible you have a certain impetus to want to do something. Like I said, a steak for sure. But even if it's a chore that you think that you don't have to do, something you have to take care of, give them papers, go to the Israeli embassy, go to something like that, yeah? That's also something you push off a lot because it's crazy, it's a goof, it's a pain in the neck. But at least you see, we spoke about it at the beginning of mitzvah, at least you see in this world the tachlis of it. But a mitzvah, tefillin, tzitzis, talmud Torah, you're doing something that it's not apparent bechlal. It's not accessible to you. What bechlal are you doing? So we hear the kvedas aguf has a different place. There's a natural, you're standing, you're starting off from the red. You're starting off that you have a lot of resistance to do a mitzvah, not even without even new taivas. Which is a tremendous amount of favors. No patience. I'm not a mashal. No patience. So what's the answer to that? I guess we get to the depth of what it means Zerizos are done with the mitzvahs. Zerizos is an anti-matzah of Zerizos. When a person is in a matzah of Zerizos, he's on top. This spry comes in. No, that, yeah, comes up. Gives a clap on the back. Yeah. There's two different truths in the nefesh. There's a matzah where you're like sitting. There's a matzah where you're it's agility. There's a person is moving. You're comfortable together. That matzah is in a matzah where the kvedus is not misgaber, you're misgaber over the kvedus. When you're in such a matzah, then you're connected to the mitzvahs. You're what we call before the vibe or the mood of the mitzvahs. If not, you're starting off in a way where there's going to come 15 excuses or explain this why you're not going to do the mitzvah. either Bechlal or Karoy or you're not going to do a mitzvah. Then lose a mitzvah. You have to be chulid of the mitzvah. This nusach, Moses Yerushan, lechli the mitzvahs. Very possible as mocker is. Meloshim. Meloshim Chazal, which is called from the Pasuk. Bilam, Parashas Balak, Ben Katzer, you know, the Koychus of Klol, the Koychus of Tumah, and he came to Mekala Kal Yisrael, to be Poygim Kal Yisrael, to destroy Kal Yisrael. And repeatedly, Balak takes him, and he can't. He's not successful, and he says different things, Brochus, the Ma'alus of Kal Yisrael. The bottom line means he points out the Ma'alus of Kal Yisrael would show that they're impenetrable. Impenetrable. Kal Yisrael, as much as they try to find their weak point and try to find their vulnerable point, Mokum Torah for the impenetrable. Push it. So one of the places, one of the things, the attributes, the ma'as of Christ, so we talk about the famous Muslim. Kerchov gimel pasach chavdal, hein am kelovi yakum ukari his nasar. He says Christ is like lovi yakum, a young wine cup. Lovi is a young one, yakum ukari his nasar, and it's gabber like Ari. Rashi says, what is this? Rashi, kelovi yakum. Come with the pasach yakum. Kinshem oindim bishinosam shachris, him miskabrim kolovi ukari. So it obviously means gaba kari, what's put in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch and Torah. That means you quickly get out. The kvedas aguf that we spoke about until now, one of the strongest, the most concentrated is when a person gets up. It's the shivayim of sleep and the slumber. It's like the whole kvedas that there is in the physical part of the body is like concentrated in the murder even as he gets up. As the person gets up, it's like mom is there. You need a tremendous iskabos to do what? We set for it to start, set the cue, set the mode of your day. Are you on top of time? Are you letting time go against you, which is kredos? Are you letting yourself being subjugate to time? Which means, time means, I'm not sure until I get to do something, who knows? Oh no, you're going to jump over the time. Bilam saw Klai saw Kolavi Yakum. Let's go back to Rashi. Oindir Shinosim Shabbos. This Gabim Kolavi Kari Lachtoif Esa Mitzvus. Moshe Rashi. Lachtoif Esa Mitzvus. I understand that's the Moshe of the Levi Kari. Because what are they getting up for? What is the Levi? What is the Levi getting up for? They're going to chop animals, to chop other to pray to be Torah. Doris for Torah. Lachtev et a mitzvah is lil boy shtitzis, likro yeshamal, ani a tefillin. You go grab it. You grab tefillin this morning. I took myself. Did I grab kriya shema this morning? Did I grab my tzitzis? I went. Eventually I put on tzitzis. Eventually it'll be kriya shema. No. Chap. This is Moshe Yishon. You have to chap it because there's somebody taking it away from you.
Who's that Yitzhar?
He's coming from the outside and the inside, like we just said. Outside, he's going to make you cool from no concentration, lack of concentration. The guy's going to come and make noise just as he's about to chuck. And from the inside, this guy was a goof. The clay is a goof. This is the first level of why Jesus is Abdullah Mitzvahs. Let's just stole the record away from the mice and take a little bit. The Sharm, the Peric, the Zion, the Mavur. And the Seder, I said that there's two parts to Jesus and Mitzvahs. First, before the mitzvah, two halachim, koydim ascholas ha-maisa, and then after you start the maisa. Koydim ascholas ha-maisa, lesson of Shir Jean, like every word. Shalayach misa'odam es ha-mitzvah, v'yushim lecham echimutz, the way we said before, means letting a shiur, that's the mitzvah you're saying, oh, it's something that has time, I don't know, we'll be done. What is Jesus? Bagiyaz mano oy bezdam lufon of oy baloyse de machshavtoy. Ye mar yochish mase lech oy zban nochma losum lech oy belas itzo. Lo yani az man le zman shi tsva ben time kein tsakon ave sakenosa. Is a shom says that three I found can hear the three types of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah when it comes to zman mitzvah. Zman mitzvah is a mitzvah tolid zman. Not mi yishman. Mitzvah is a tolid zman. Yontif comes. Mitzvah yes man. So when does the first beginning of the mitzvah? There's man mitzvah already have to go. So happy. Already be on the offense. Go get it. Go get the mitzvah. The second type of mitzvah is damim lefanim. There are certain mitzvahs that are told to defeat the matzv. Stama, the honey comes, yes, honey, the honey comes in front of you, that's mechayiv. You have a pri, you have to make a bracha. The pri is mechayiv, make the bracha. The matzv is mechayiv. When you're in that matzv already, you can just ask to make the mitzvah. When you're in the matzv already, you can just ask to make the mitzvah. The last one is the Shem Oy Baloyisa the Machshavta. Can you hear there are certain mitzvahs that is not as mitzvah as man, not as mitzvah as matzv. It's something that you yourself, some lady, with mushal to be with the beak, many times, when on the chaver, you notice something that you think someone would need something. It's not a clear matzv that's in front of you, but something, I know that person would need this, he needs a chizik, he needs that. Okay, it just went on your head. How quickly you can take care of that? You have time. We don't have time. This is Hascholas HaNaisa. The first, if you're working on Naisa, Jesus is Hascholas HaNaisa. Behemshech, and these are all big sugyas of just touching the Rashi Prakim and saying the Suyas of the Shemaitza. Behemshech, the Kunsiya Shem, is also after you start a mitzvah. A lot of times a person starts a mitzvah, even maybe he worked on the first chelik of this Shem, he didn't do his reasons. But there's a whole new Yetzirah that says, oh, say, hey, you start already. Sometimes I have this stock, I've got sometimes I'm Yabi just stock. You have the money, you have the money, but you have to give it to the other person who has to take care of it. You have to give it to the other, gives it that need. You have it already, but you say it, well. Right to the whole Yitzhakar who tries to mafsa the mitzvah in you, he pushes it off, pushes it. You know, when you give it, where you give it, by that time, who knows if the only they're supposed to get is going to get it on time. And somebody in the Sirat, Mrs. Kibarvei, he started being Isaac, he started something he had to help his parents from. But as it went on, it was in them, it took time, it took the Yerch. Again, the Chamon, the Holy Yitzhar. Maybe I don't have to finish it off exactly, and I'm going to go out kedekach for the same year. Mamish kedekach always. How many times do I have to go to take care of his earning? Again, the nekuda is there's two brothers there. First of all, hold on to the etz mitzvah, but also the surah that you do the mitzvah. Do you realize this mitzvah is something that you have to be running after? This is the first level. Second level there. I'm stealing, just letting people there. In the Indian from Jesus, mitzvah, Sai Koyda Mamaisa, Sai Achra Maisa. In the Shon Behemshech, when I go back to Paragraph, he says one of the occurs we find in the Musik of Jesus, it's a whole limud of Nats, and the Chiris of the Shon is that he finds by Malachim. It's the only time you save her. One of the only times you find Bechal and Chazal, we should learn out of Malachim, usually don't learn from Malachim. The Shon says, Malachim have this midah. And he says, Lehedio, we're not a malach, we should try to chop means what a malach has in the midah of Jesus. V'tir sha malochim nishtabchu v'midah atoy v'azoyz. Malochim v'mishtabeach in the midah of Jesus, sh'nemar b'hen, where does he find it? Yiboy rei koyach oysa dvara l'shmoya b'kol dvara. In the pasuk Yiboy we saw before, iskabe kari is a musik of Jesus. Yiboy rei koyach, he touches up, is there are zoriz. Oysa dvara l'shmoya b'kol dvara. Here we can build a whole another facet, a whole other dimension of what the Musik of Jesus is. Malachim has reason. Malachim has reason. Ali Zor is, after first thing, I don't even know if the whole Makuda of the Yitzhar is trying to get them to come out to Mitzvah, the Shaykh, but it's time. Or Spirits, if they have the Yitzhar or not. The Pasuk says, Vishmoya, Oisid Vor, Vishmoya Kovar. Chari the times like this. It's basically a story about a malach. Malach is not a regular giver. He's not around. He doesn't go to the zoo. He doesn't spitzir around. He's not stam a regular creation that has can aim around purposeless and stam shooting debris in the zoo. A malach was created one thing to do shlich Hashem. That's what he's created. That and only that. Poshuk. And Bezalit. What will Fershin say? Even after he's created, his whole mitzias is to do God's Hashem. That's one of the reasons why Malach can't have two shlichus in him. He has a shliach he was created for. That's who he is, that's what he is. So, Could you imagine a malach procrastinating? Like, okay, no, wait, one second. I'm like, yeah, I don't have to do that. Like, see, the malach has to tell Avraham of Besura. There's nothing else except for Ratzon Hashem. Ratzon Hashem has to be done, has to be executed. I mean, what am I here for? What am I here for? What is my essence? When you realize the centrality of a mitzvah, and more or less the chreich of the mitzvah, the importance of a mitzvah, like we brought for the Magen Mishnah, that this is the reason why you were born, this is the reason why you're here in the world. There are a lot of things that the Baruch Hu made a grace of velt, and a lot of things that distract us. But realize that for the tzitzis that you're wearing now, that's why you're here. And when you get stuck up, and when you do keep it of a aim, that's why you're here. The other things, a lot of nice things on the way. You can enjoy the temperature, you can hack that Trump, you can do a lot of things on the way. It's a whole world, and like the Baruch Hu made it, it's like a handy shot, so many things. But why are you here? When you realize why you're here, you do things because take care of it. There's nothing else. Take care of it. It's the bread. Why is the bread? Because the centrality of the Zach says this is why I'm here. I one time, I'm showing to this. One time, went to Chutzlars. There's no reason. I went. There's no reason I went. There's no other reason why I went. I'm not near Worsager in Chutzler, it's quiet, doesn't make sense. I'm not there for another reason. So maybe on the way I should meet other Talmidim, I should meet other people, maybe I should do other. No! This is why I'm here. I'm not here for any other reason except for Shlichus. That's why I'm here. I'm here. Because I'm doing this, I'm gonna take care of everything I have to take care of. Everything, every part of my trip is all sviv around that. If not, I'm ignoring Matthias. There's a malach. A malach has this clarity. A malach has this clarity, and really the malach is misgaber and everything else, because this and only this has to be done, and there's no room for anything else. This is on a deeper level than Muslims, Jesus. Tzaddikim, everything they do is with awareness of that this is what I'm here for. Shluchu Shalmakim, we spoke about it, Shluchu Shalmakim. I give him this marshal a few times. He says, imagine if Moshe Rabbeinu gave you a shlichus, I guarantee you wouldn't do anything else until you did it. I guarantee it. If you would say, oh, you're going to Bnei Brak, and he says, yeah, go over to this yid and drop over money. You wouldn't do anything else until you tell him, I guarantee it. You wouldn't get caught. Nothing else. Your shlucha shamaka, every mitzvah, your shlucha mitzvah. Zrizus is that mood. When a person is not a matzah zuzis, half time it's the opposite of being a shliach. It's like, okay, we'll see when. Chashti lo hismamati lishmo mitzvah. Hashem brings up. Don't know what said. Chashti lo hismamati. I hurried. Lo hismamati. There's a musik of delaying. The musik of this time. The musik of the time. It shows that your attitude. You don't know what you're dealing with. You don't know what a mitzvah is. A mitzvah has to be done, not because of the chai, not because of the gepetch. It's also true. But it has to be done because this is the goal, this is the entire purpose of humanity, of creation. This is what we're here for. Zuiza Zokin Ziyasharim is that dumb of a mitzvah. It's the mode, it's the vibe, it's when you're and you get up in the morning, you ask to carry. If I could throw out a little bit to work on getting up, learning how to get up. But this reason, the difference between a person who gets up on time, his whole day is different. This Muslim, this reason, his whole day is different when he gets up on time. This is the difference when we always talk about coming on time to say it, not coming on time to say it again. It's not necessarily 20 minutes. 20 minutes is also a huge thing. But it's the rest of your day. It's the mode of your day. It's your tzugang to Teres Hashem or any mitzvahs that you're doing that day. Teres is a big mitzvah. The mitzvahs, the Torah that you did that day, were you running after the Torah, were you realizing it's something that has to be done, or no? When it works out, it'll work out. This is the Yisrael of Jesus. Always say Dvorah v'shmoya kol dvari. You're realizing that this is something that has to be done. This is what gives me my purpose. This is what gives me my mitzvahs. This is the Jesus. This is a mitzvah. Mitzvah Zeres, it's a, like a Shmura Matzah, a Mitzvah Shmura, it's a Shmura Mitzvah, a Mitzvah Tzad, a Mitzvah. And it's done in 30 years.